been tasting in a corner with evident satisfaction.
"Lord bless her dear heart, when she has lived as long as I have, sir, and had 13 children of her own, and all on 'em dead except 2, and them in the workhouse with me, she'll know better than to take on in that way, bless her dear heart. Think what it is to be a mother. There's a dear young lamb do."
Apparently this consolatory perspective of a mother's prospects failed in producing its due effect. The patient shook her head and stretched out her hand towards the child. The surgeon deposited it in her arms. She imprinted her cold white lips passionately on its forehead, passed her hands over her face, gazed wildly round, shuddered, fell back, and died. They chafed her breast, hands, and temples, but the blood had stopped forever. They talked of hope and comfort. They had been strangers too long.
"It's all over, Mrs. Thingamy," said the surgeon at last.
"Ah, poor dear, so it is,"
said the nurse, picking up the cork of the green bottle, which had fallen out on the pillow as she stooped to take up the child.
"Poor dear."
"You needn't mind sending up to me if the child cries, nurse," said the surgeon, putting on his gloves with great deliberation. "It's very likely it will be troublesome. Give it a little gruel, if it is.